This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump contradicts his own White House on an immigration proposal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
They want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Critics said the plan was an effort to use migrants as pawns to target political opponents, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted it.
Disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service, the next generation of mobile networks. President Trump showcased the announcement Friday, declaring that the race to stand up these faster, more powerful networks.
It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It will make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive, and American health care better and more accessible. Basically, it covers almost everything when you get right down to it. Pretty amazing.
Trump also announced a $20 billion plan to expand broadband access to rural areas. Israeli planes targeted a military position near the province of Hama in Syria on Saturday, but Syrian air defenses intercepted and downed some of the rockets, according to Syrian state television. Citing military sources, Sana News Agency said Syrian state television said that the Israeli aircraft had targeted one of their military positions towards the city of Masyaf. This is VOA News. The leader of the junta that ousted Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir resigned Friday. This is a day after announcing the military takeover. Major General Awad Mohamed Ahmed bin Off, who was linked to the ethnic genocide in Darfur, said that he was leaving to preserve the unity of the country's armed forces, and he appointed General Abdel Fattah Burhan as his successor. Large protests continued in Sudan's capital and other cities on Friday as demonstrators rejected plans for a military-led council to run the government for up to 2 years. The largest group of demonstrators gathered outside army headquarters in Khartoum, where some chanted, "It fell once, it will fall again," referring to the government. Sudan's new military rulers have said that they will restore civilian rule in 2 years or less. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that he will give the U.S. until the end of the year to make a courageous decision on stalled nuclear talks, warning of very bleak and very dangerous consequences if Washington does not change its approach. Speaking to a session of North Korea's rubber stamp parliament, Kim also said that he is open to a third summit with U.S. President Donald Trump, but only if the U.S. changes its attitude, according to North Korean state media. Trump this week said that he is considering another meeting with Kim, but instead, or I should say insist, that the U.S. would not relax sanctions until North Korea gives up its nuclear arsenal. The talks have been stalled since a February Trump-Kim summit in Hanoi ended in no deal. North Korean officials have since threatened to pull out of the talks and restart nuclear and missile tests. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged the people of South America to resist offers of investment and aid from China and Russia, saying the United States is a better friend and investment partner to its regional neighbors. Speaking in Santiago, Chile, Pompeo warned that Chinese and Russian investments bring corrosion and corruption to the economy. In contrast, Pompeo said that the United States is establishing fair trade agreements with South American nations, facilitating regional cooperation and supporting Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, who's fighting for control of the nation. And again, the leader of the junta that ousted Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir resigned Friday. It's a day after announcing a military takeover there. With Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reaffirming his commitment to buy Russian missiles in the face of renewed warnings from NATO ally the United States about sanctions, Ankara and Washington remain on a collision course. Analysts warn that with a July date looming for Ankara to take delivery of the missiles, time is running out to avert a rupture in bilateral ties. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.